It's Nash FM 99.5, and I am super excited to be starting something like beyond awesome. I haven't figured out what's beyond awesome yet, but I'm working on it. I'm joined by Jamie and Victoria from Sandy Paws and Fond du Lac. How are you ladies doing?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you for coming. Jamie?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you for having us.
Okay. For those of you who don't know what Sandy Paws does, it's a rescue. It is an animal rescue focusing on dogs, correct?
Yes.
I want you to bring every single dog you have every single week so I can play with them. Is that doable?
If you rent the bus.
Wait, you have a bus?
No.
Oh, okay.
You would have to rent the bus.
I'd have to rent the bus.
And then we can bring them here.
Probably a deposit. I'm not getting that back. They're dogs.
That's very true.
So how long has Sandy Paws been around?
3 years in September.
3 years in September. Wow. And you guys are doing great work. Again, you're adopting, you're a rescue. And, right? I'm saying that right. It's a rescue. Mm-hmm. So you can go in and adopt a dog. And you guys actually brought one last week. Jamie brought one last week.
Yep.
It was a minute. What was the breed? It was like a beagle mixed with
He's a beagle chihuahua Yorkie.
Oh my God. I'm painting the picture for you at home. Close your eyes and see a golden lab. Now shrink it down to where it's probably a foot off the ground and like a foot long.
It's like a he's like a golden retriever with half of the legs.
Oh yeah, not lab, golden retriever, a mini golden retriever. I wanted to take him back home so bad, so bad. But you guys are going to stop by every so often, every week. We're going to try this every week. We're going to do this on Fridays, and we're going to tell people about the awesome dogs you guys have at Sandy Paws.
Yes.
So, Victoria, where do people go? If people can't wait and they got to go right now and see these dogs.
Well, we are a foster-based rescue, so that means these dogs are in people's homes.
Okay.
So the fastest way is to go to sandypaws.org and put in an application, and then you can go to the home and visit the dog.
Oh, man. Okay, so sandypaws.org. We'll also put this up on our website, nashfmwisconsin.com. And you guys are going to come every week, right, and bring me a furry friend to play with for a little bit?
If we have a furry friend available.
Yes. We will bring you a furry friend.
Yes. Now, hopefully my dog at home doesn't get jealous. That's the only thing.
They get used to all the different dog smells.
Yeah?
My dog doesn't even really sniff me when I get home anymore. She just doesn't care.
Oh, no. Mia is, last week I came home, spent 10 minutes sniffing my leg. Like, what is this? What's going on? Why do you smell different?
That's when you just drop the clothes right by the door. And
you
change.
Sniff till your heart's content. So you said you're a foster-based rescue. So that means that these pets aren't kept in a kennel.
No. These dogs are in people's homes from the minute that we say yes, that we will take them.
Okay.
And we will help.
And so, I'm not going to a kennel. These dogs are in homes.
There is no building. We have no building. Our office is the front porch of my house.
How does your husband feel about that?
He's a big supporter.
Okay. Okay. As long as
he's good.
He's good with it.
I'm keeping him. Just saying.
He's not available for adoption.
No.
All right. So now sandypaws.org is the website.
Is the website, yes.
And how many dogs do you have at any given time? Do you have like a max? Since you don't have a building, assuming there's no upper limit then.
There is no limit. Right now, we probably have about 90 dogs on our website.
Wow.
For adoption.
And they're not all in Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's between our Wisconsin fosters and our Alabama fosters.
Alabama?
Yes.
You guys foster down... Oh, that is interesting. How did that come about?
Well, all the dogs come from Alabama.
Okay.
That we have up here.
All right.
And so Alabama doesn't have the same laws and rules and... care that Wisconsin does about the dogs. They're running rampant.
So what you're saying is Wisconsinites care more about their pets.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
Just
absolutely.
Wanted to make sure that was clear.
Yes.
Wisconsin
no offense.
Is better. No. I meant it. Wisconsin is better than Alabama.
Yeah, except our fosters.
All right.
Our Alabama fosters are pretty great.
No, once they're inside the state, they're Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
That's pets don't have a state allegiance.
That's true.
That's why I put a Packer jersey on my dog on Sundays. That way everyone knows. We've walked down to, we used to go to Lake Geneva, mm-hmm. and walk her with her Packer jersey, and people are like, "That is so cute. Where did you get that?" I'm like, "Get off. It's my dog." Now, what's the I'm assuming you guys have all ages, basically from puppy all the way to adult, or...
We have adopted out dogs that were 15 years old.
Wow. So, you know what? And an elderly dog is still a dog that needs love, mm-hmm. still needs a home. Mm-hmm. My sister actually does that. She fostered and later adopted a German Shepherd that was 14 with hip dysplasia, but she's taking very good care of her. And so there are, I think that sometimes people...
overlook them.
They overlook that. They get a puppy because it's cute, and they don't want to commit long term, and then they're like, you know what, we're just not going to be able to take care of this anymore.
Yeah.
And that breaks my heart.
Yeah. And it's the older ones the older ones, you don't have to worry about them eating your house, peeing on your carpet.
They just want you to pet them.
Exactly.
For,
they just want attention.
Yeah. Oh, so
food.
Do the right thing. And adopt an older dog.
Yes.
Because puppy love is a puppy love for a reason. It's because it goes away.
The puppy breath does disappear.
So if someone is listening and wants to get in on this, and you know, beyond just wanting to adopt, what if they want to become a foster?
Again, on our website, there is an adoption application on the website, and there's also a foster application. We work these really fast. Usually within 2 days, somebody has contacted you. And that's all we need is that we supply everything. We can give you the kennel. We can give you food. We do everything that's needed. The only thing we need from someone is to love them.
Oh, you're speaking my language.
It's all that's needed.
If I didn't have a landlord who maxed me out at 2 pets, I would take at least 20 of the dogs. My wife would make me give back like 15 of them.
As long as you can keep 5. I mean, that's a nice trade-off.
So what made you get into this?
Sandy was my personal dog.
Okay.
She, sometimes a dog is your soulmate. There's just something that clicks with a dog. And mm-hmm. She was with me 24/7. She got old. And she used to do therapy. We did the prison systems. We did, nursing homes. We did hospice. We did it all.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end, she couldn't do stairs and wasn't as agile as she used to be. So we did reading with the kids at the library. When I lost her, she took a huge piece of my heart. And it's still gone, but I couldn't replace her. So I couldn't find the dog that would fill that spot. It was too empty.
Mm-hmm.
So then I decided to get into fostering. So I fostered for a rescue out of West Bend. And I learned quite a bit, and... that's how it got started. And I totally believe that Sandy leads us. She leads the people to us. She leads the money to us. She's there.
Well, she brought us to you, which I'm glad we can partner with on this, because everyone needs a dog. Maybe you're not a dog person. And if you're not, you're wrong. It's okay. I have a cat too. So I have a little bit of cat in me, but there's something about a dog that just, like, when you come home and they're just, it's like they thought you were never going to come back. And I love that. I love that when I walk in, my dog is barking. I can hear her barking when I open the garage door, because she's like, somebody, he's home. He's home. And like I walk, that dog, and it's the best part of my day.
I always like that saying that you can lock your spouse and your dog in a trunk for a few hours and open it and see which one's happy to see you. Like that just shows you how much.
Nash FM 99.5 is not responsible for spouses locked in trunks going forward. Just because I know legal would raise the question. We do not advocate locking your spouse in a trunk.
We do not condone it.
So I'm looking forward to making this a long-term thing. You guys, are you cool with that? Like coming in once a week, we'll talk about some of the dogs that you guys have.
Absolutely.
And get the word out about dogs that are looking for their forever home.
Yes.
Their, what did you say last week? Fur.
Fur.
Ever home. Do you see what we did there? forever home. We're looking to find some homes that are looking for dogs. And if you think that's you, please reach out to Sandy Paws. You can go to sandypaws.org. You can go to nashfmwisconsin.com. Or on, are you guys on Facebook too, Sandy Paws?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Sandy right. Paws Rescue. Sandy with an I.
SANDIPAWS.org or SANDI Paws on Rescue. Facebook, Rescue on Facebook. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. And Victoria, thank you for sharing your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you.